Charles Dickens, 200th Anniversary Collection. Written by Charles Dickens. Narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano and the Lantern.
Peach and Love Records.
Hello. I am Charles Dickens.
Mr. Dickens.
Aye, sir.
Happy Christmas. I'm glad to see you again.
Happy Christmas, man. I was born in a little village near Portsmouth, down on the south coast of England.
Merry Christmas, Father.
Most of my time has been spent in London, frankly. I always really wanted to be an actor.
But oh, what flesh! And now so much blood!
It always drew me the magic of the stage. And so although we do our amateur theatricals, and I can't give them up, it is an interesting switch. In fact, I wanted to be an actor, and now a writer I am. By December of 1843, I had written Christmas Carol, which most know.
There were 12 cakes and great bowls of and seated on this couch was a giant, glorious to behold, and who held in his hand a torch, not unlike the shape of Plenty's horn, and who shed light on Scrooge as he came peeking round the place.
I remember the royal family had their first Christmas tree when Albert had brought the Christmas tree, the Prince Consort. And the Christmas tree in their house was drawn beautifully and published so that all the people of England who read it saw this picture and knew that this was the thing, this was the way to celebrate Christmas. Beautiful tree. I belong to a good many clubs in London, and I love seeing all my friends, but as lovely a time as that is, and the wonderful dinners that are set out, my favorite time really is being with the family. To have the family dinner, the extended family, our friends, it's quite a time. No father ever wants to say which is his favorite child. But Ebenezer, because of the public interest, the public draw to Ebenezer's life and his transformation, has come so far forward that he remains a favorite of mine. He's done such good work. May we all remember that the Christmas spirit abides with us all year. Let us all be Christmas keepers. And in the spirit of Ebenezer Scrooge, find a transformation in this season by which our hearts may be open the more all year long. Happy Christmas to you.
The timeless literary masterpieces we offer you must be well acted, voiced, and narrated. Created with the hope of engendering a powerful, positive, inspirational response. You know there remains a special place in the hearts of all for these beautifully crafted, timeless combinations of inspirational words and emotion. We know as the classics. Tales so beautifully wrought, they conjure up deep feelings of reverence and inspiration for the listener. This, too, is a classic. A thundering calliope of raindropped words pounding against our consciousness, compelling us to be new and better people. That can only be achieved by a classic. A bubbling up of untamed desire and raw feeling from the depths of our being. That, too, must be the function of classic literature. To reshape the heart, mind, and spirit of all. Moving us on to greater heights of understanding is also well within the power of the classics. Here we first imagine, then create, and finally pass on the very best of the literary realm from both then and now. This is our only mandate. So we welcome you, one and all.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?